Time, this podcast is live.
In advanced settings. Oh.
We're going to sing a beautiful song today. Yonatan Gazelle is the composer and the
one do that.
Who popularized it. You just go back. The one who popularized it was,
where am I?
As we know, I'm live, so just let me continue. So the idea of popularized is, we're live. Was our famous friend Yaakov Shweki. He was the one who brought it to the masses. A beautiful song by Yonatan Gazelle. Good stuff there, it is. Yeah.
I think I was
on. No bad. Amazing. Okay, so we're good. Yes, labeling. So, since we're Erev Pesach and everything is so busy, we have to do a Pesach focus. It's only 2 weeks away, so Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a holy, 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 holy day. A lot of energy, a lot of divine energy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
We're live.
What's up? We're live on my YouTube channel as well.
Amen. Today is Tuesday. I don't
normally do it on Wednesday. We're doing it today on Tuesday.
Yeah, real Tuesday.
It's April 9th, Tuesday, Pamam Kitov.
Right.
And it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Ah.
In the month of Nisan, we were redeemed, and Bezat Hashem, God willing, in the month of Nisan, we will be redeemed.
Amen. And spiritually, this is the busiest of days.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nihiyah bidvaro.
Amen. So you've got to sort of like overcome all the obstacles in your head to what's coming up right now, because this is the day, which is the Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, the Rosh Chodeshim, beginning. So we've got to start it on a positive note, even if we don't feel that way so much, because there's a lot of balagan going on here in the Holy Land right now.
A lot of balagan.
And we've got to keep positive, keep smiling, keep focusing on the kindness, the real kindness. This is what's going to get us out of this exile. We've mentioned many times, Mogen Avraham, especially when you're in the Chodesh Nisan, which is a hug of Avraham Avinu, Chesed, Noarayach, the kindness, the Hag of Boch Chastecha. It's a time of kindness, it's a time of renewal, Yisrucha Hashemayim Segel Haaretz. There's a lot of energy of positivity to tap into.
Amen. So we're singing that song, right? Shweki, Yisha Amda.
Let's do it.
Are we going to do it?
Yeah, basically. All
right, I really haven't sang this a lot, so if I'm off key or whatever, please forgive me. It's not, yeah, okay. Yisha Amda Lavoteinu Yisha Amda Lavoteinu Velanu Shelo Echad Bilvad Amad Aleinu Lechaloteinu Amad Aleinu Lechaloteinu Yisha Amda Lavoteinu Amanda, Lavo, Zeno, Velano, Cello, Matzileinu, Matzileinu, Me'adam, Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu, Matzileinu, Matzileinu,
should not fail to mention that we're in the Sakal residence.
Yeah, Sakal.
We just saw the beautiful son who's around it.
Shimon.
And we're in Charles Sakal's beautiful
Beit Midrash.
At the Zerah Shimshon. We'll be going live this week.
Also, everything that we say, all the Torah that we say should be for refuah, then for everybody who needs the refuah. In particular, my father-in-law, who's needs tefillot, please have him in mind in all your davening, Levi ben Liba. Also, all of our soldiers, they should all come back home safe. The war should end. In particular, Baruch Yitzchak ben Masha. But all the soldiers, every single one of them, all the chatzifim should come back home. It's been over 6 months, guy.
6 months or so.
It's crazy.
They had a Yotzei dedication for the first year for Lucy D and daughters.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So it's a lot to take care of. I mean, that in itself was enough. Like, what happened last year in Pesach?
That was for Chalmoy Pesach.
It was Erev Pesach.
Chalmoy Pesach.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because they were going to the Jordan Valley.
Oh, yeah, it was during
vacation.
Just after Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you for correcting me. So, it's been a year, they're obviously no longer the same house. It's been more than 12 months. The leap year and everything. And also Pasha Tazria, like, there's a lot going on. Everything's, like, in a different order than usual. We've got a shorter Pasha. Usually we read Tazria and the Sora together. We're reading a little bit. We've got a safe in front of us from the Baal Shem Tov. Before we bring, you know, everyone singing the song. Do you know this guy?
No. Dude, I want this. Where'd you get this from?
This time on the show.
Oh, yeah? I'm telling
Charles Borough. So he says off, he a little letter, we'll just read it very quickly and we'll get to the clients. So my student, the Rav and Goyen, God fearing and complete, Rav Yaakov Yosef and Goyen, he was the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the congregation of Holman. Please bring the Berel Echoes to you and make him feel warm, a very part of the group, because the glow in the midst in which he's involved with right now lights up his face. Even if he's not learning Torah, it's the holy Baal Amor wrote, with the parchment upon which one writes a Torah to fill in the Zizit, it's a medium of Kedush, therefore it's holy, not just the letters of content. It's interesting, the letters of the Baal Shem Tov, and I believe it. Shabbos Sukkot. This is what I open up to. Praise to Hashem, my health has improved a bit. That's another thing. Please, everyone, healthy times. Shabbos for Hashem, I'm not machine of four right now. I'm not feeling it. Shabbos Baruch should only cure me as quickly as well as sick of Israel and all the chatufim we're having in our minds. I hope for all that good and may Mashiach come speedily in our days. We need Mashiach more than ever. Israel, son of Elezer, Baruch Hashem Tov. This is actually Shabbos Sukkot, but the whole beauty of Tzaddikim is that they're always in Azman. They're in Azman of return and light. And we've been now 6 months since Sukkot, and you know, we don't know where it's all heading. We don't, and so my feeling is, for Pesach, we've just got to keep, like, not just on denying our emotions, but we've got to keep somehow
plugging through,
doing positive things, helping the organization like Just for Pesach. You know, it's not that the cause is lessened. Like someone told me in America, I was in a meeting with a rapper last night, and he was saying that the other person for the event, I said, we need to focus on, you know, the situation. I said, so, and they were like, yeah, everyone's burnt out by that already. I'm like, burnt out? My son's just done 5.5 months.
He's still living it.
Getting his head around it, and he's on the border, and he, you know, and then we don't know where he's going to end up, and so too with a lot of the friends or your children in the army. No one knows where they're going to end up, and exactly as the war's not over at all. That's not
even
true.
It's not even close. It's not even
true.
Close to being
and people need, there's no burning out. This is just like we need to get stronger and stronger, be more proud than ever. And I was listening to Sim Jacobson, he's more proud than ever to be a Jew now. When anti-Semitism gets strong, that's the time to really stand up and call out Hashem's name, like Aaron Rabino did all those many thousands of years ago. We need to go in that way of being proud. By the way, it's a little bit of a balagan up there. So, which is good, because there's energy, there's Yeladim, children are having fun.
It's the noise of children. We should always hear the noise of children.
Amen.
In our homes, or wherever we are, because they're our future.
Yeah, that's it.
They're the ones that we're teaching to do chesed. They're the ones who will continue doing chesed.
Amen. And that's what the Seder, all that focus on, if you're blessed to have a wife, a soulmate, children.
Levarecha,
yeah,
right?
To give over the Haggadah to your children. And if you don't have children, give it over to your guests, your wife, to yourself. Everyone needs the children, child inside. Everyone needs to constantly give over this beautiful miracles that Hashem's doing for us in all the generations. Hold over the door, we just sang. And saving us from our enemies. And that's, you know, that's very much the theme right now.
But the key is, you know, the theme of this, of today's podcast is prepping for Passover and kindness that comes with the prep for Passover.
Yeah.
And it's so key. It really is to help our wives, our spouses, however we possibly can.
Goodness.
The cleaning doesn't just fall on their heads. The shopping doesn't just fall on their heads. The greatest kindness, first of all, chesed starts at home. We said this before. It's not the first time that we're saying it. It starts at home. Personally, I hate shopping. I don't enjoy it. I'm not shy. Zero interest. I know what I need to buy. I go and I buy it.
I enjoy the shopping. I enjoy helping my wife when she lets me come. She hasn't recently.
So,
I don't know why.
So my wife, God bless her. She has a hard time. She struggles with the idea of driving in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
That's a little bit crazy driving, so she doesn't drive in Yerushalayim. We needed to do a big shopping, so we went to Oshar'ad yesterday. And although I wasn't there through the entire time because she sent me on an errand and I needed to get something to eat. But we were there for a bunch of hours. It's because at the end of the day, we have to help with the prep. We have to help with the shopping and the cleaning and whatever it is, because we want to make our wives' lives easier and better.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I spent the last few days in Tel Aviv, and, you know, it's a different world.
Helping your wife in a different way by getting out of the house.
No, I took her there the first day and went to the pier. You have to sort of get some energy before this whole few-week process of non-stop cleaning.
Well, that's my co-tearing.
Yeah, whatever that same place is. For me, I had an event with the Bene Fencer, so we had to go there anyway. So we went before to the pier, and it was so pretty there with the sunset. And I even got a Minka Mug right there.
On the beach?
Right next to the pier, yeah.
That's awesome.
There was a hustle going around, gathering everyone together, and the restaurant gave the space. And we had a proper minion. It was a long, proper davening, like Shir David style.
Beautiful.
So, I wasn't in the shir yesterday by Rishon Katz because of this, so maybe we always give over something from the shir, because usually we're after the Wednesday one, and now we're in between the Monday, Wednesday. So I did hear listen online. I did enjoy the fact that he started going, ah, star man, like, that was funny at the end. Yeah, that was a funny moment. Yeah, that part.
But that's the shiluv between the shleimut of Ha'am, the shleimut of Ha'aretz, and the shleimut of the Torah, right?
So that discussion point, by the way, went a bit more, like, not viral, but more people were into the when they're talking about the nations and the situation.
People pick up on it. Didn't we also talk about Shlomo
Haaretz?
That was the land.
Israel. That's the point when people were like, oh my gosh. They don't get it. They don't understand.
Hello?
Yeah.
Come home!
Yeah. Not just that point. Also that the nations need to know that this is our home.
Right.
And many do, but many don't. And I was happy to say I was with a big conference yesterday in Tel Aviv, and a lot of the non-Jewish people I met totally are supportive of Israel. They, especially one of them is very strong. Like, I sounded out people like around here, there's like a mindset, and I was like, wow, this is very refreshing.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean, here, like we mentioned it in the last one. It's about Torah, and the Torah is the truth. And, you know, some people don't want to believe the truth.
Yeah.
Right? Some people can't handle the truth. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And some people just unfortunately can't handle it. But at the end of the day, this is our ancestral homeland. It was given to us by God. And once the rest of the world understands and recognizes that, they'll realize that this is where we belong.
Yeah.
And their desires to get rid of us will not happen. That's the song we just sang before in the beginning of the podcast.
And sometimes it feels really hard to come here and stuff. Like, you know, you need to pray for protection, and also dealing with the system, the country, the way things are built. It's not always the best. But we're learning about the Rosh Hashanah, the idea that it has to be fixed through Benimias, through inner Torah, through true values. And one of the biggest ones we talk about here is kindness, the meaning of Avraham Avinu. We have to fix that up. We also have to give people encouragement to come, because when they come, like Gedalia came, there was so much light on his visit, and everyone else. So I'm praying for my family to come. They're saying, oh, you know, with the war. I'm like, so many people, you can still come. There's an ability. Might be a little bit more pricey right now, but then from Sarah Agar, the harder it is, the more you get the rewards.
So. I received a phone call from a family member. I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to embarrass anybody.
Yeah.
I received a phone call from a family member, was it yesterday? Not yesterday, the day before, maybe it was Sunday, basically telling me, you should come for Pesach. You should come to America. I'm like,
it's very kind of them.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
So
we need you here.
I need to be here.
We've got an invite, Shabbos Agogo.
We're excited.
And this we spent together.
We spoke about
pretty important things about, you know, values and business. It was very, very important discussion.
Value, business, absolutely.
And we can't have these discussions if you're out. It's amazing people don't realize, no, I'm not saying just whatever, people don't realize how much contribution is made to the communities and to the situation here when people come and spend time here. It adds so much, having Gedalia, for example. Anyone who comes, it doesn't mean they're not a famous speaker, just to spend time and to catch up. I'm waiting for my family and friends to come back. I miss them. It's been like a long winter, you know, of like no visitors for me personally.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. 6 months.
Yeah.
6 months. Actually, a good friend of mine is, I forgot his father's name.
Avi Rossman's father.
Dr. Rossman. He should have a forced stamina.
Mm-hmm.
He was just diagnosed, unfortunately, with a macula.
Sure.
But he says good prognosis because Ad Hashem, he should have a complete refuah.
He's coming. I know a couple of
buddies of mine are coming in for Pesach, but it's going to be family time. They're going to be in various places and traveling and whatnot, assuming that they'll be able to if things don't pop off.
Can I say something a little bit painful but controversial but at the same time true? Can I say it? Yeah.
I'm all about controversy.
Yeah, good. Sitting next to the right guy. So I was listening to David Grossman, I think his name is. He's a big rabbi in America. And he was speaking on the Coach Menachem podcast. And he was saying over there that people that don't have children, it's very difficult to save a life. You know, they don't have the mitzvah, you've got it to live in for the other, seemingly.
Right.
Yeah. So, and my rabbis told me that that's like the main thing when you think about when you have children, the whole chag. It's not just, you know, save the whole chag, it's for the family, for the children, inner. So, and each according to their, you know, their ability, obviously, you know, doing it the right way, positive. But the struggles people don't have, so what do they do? Yeah, they'll say that, especially the whole week, that place is very difficult, what are they supposed to do? So he said that one of the things they can do, and this connects into just like chesed or any kinds of Torah learning specifically, is
invite people,
chesed, and also to be mishpatei, partner with organizations that do help children, that are involved with hinuch. Or like you just said last week, you're educating children just on passing now. It's not just about the soldiers, even though that's also a project production.
It was about education before it was the soldiers.
right. I remember Jerry talking to me about it.
It was a technological company where they were going into various schools.
Right.
Yonah Rossman and Gilad Fishberger, who are both in Miluim as well. They got out. They went on a trip to America to sign up more schools to our Chesed, Just One Chesed platform, so the kids there can do Chesed and get prizes and whatever it may be.
Just a shout out to all your people. You have children. How? Spiritual children, right?
But I just want to say
one thing. Rabbi didn't have children.
I just want to say one thing. We're creating a movement.
Yeah.
Just One Chesed is creating a movement for our future, from our children, to create and do chesed. That's what it's all about.
And
all
you
of
have
our
super soft. You have all the elderly as well.
Yeah, you have the super soft packers. We have people coming
in.
It's
not age, you know.
We have people
like
coming in instead of doing big fancy schmancy bar
about mitzvahs. They're coming in
diverse,
and they're making
all kinds of people.
They're making pizzas and they're giving it out to soldiers and needy families and whatever
everyone
it may be. It's all about the future and education and chesed.
That's it. So anyone who's feeling a little bit lacking, there's no reason. You've got so much to offer and give, each in your own way, in your own unique way, and that gives you a united soul. That's a big thing about myself. We have to realize we're all together. We're always united. Whether you're here physically or not, you can always connect in, and you never were disconnected. You're always part of our people. You're always involved in this mission for the world to bring goodness and light and truth. Pesach, energy, the freedom of Pesach, the chayrus, that we need to get out of this golas, this exile. We need to go from Mitzrayim to Shalayim. We need to really,
our personal galut and our national galut as well.
Amen.
And Bezat Hashem, B'Shem Hashem, Naseh V'Nasleach. And we'll see you guys again next week.
But before they go, just everyone can reach out in the description to Just One Chesed, Mills for Heroes,
Just One Chesed.
Yosef Aaron Direct.
Personally,
Unity
send us messages.
Projects, all my marketing, the booking. So I'm helping get inspirational people out there, showing light in the Holy Land and beyond. You can reach out to us, see how you can partner and get involved. It's all about real kindness. And that being real, as we said, first family and then outwards to the world. You know. Any love. Thank you. Ooh, baby.
1838.
Oh, my son was Yosef Aaron, and Rabbi Nitschali. Yeah, that's what Park said. He came on the chat.
Oh, you watched?
Yeah. Yeah, look. And look at him.
Where?
He, that's him. It's nice,
huh?
Sorry, I'm puffing. Isn't that nice?
It's cute.
Look at that. It's a different avoda right now.
Yeah, why'd you choose 9,000 channels?